Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule-release to learn more.
1, 2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, lady.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Are we on?
Yep. No, no.
Yep. Testies,
hello? Hello.
One, it two, is one, two. The 15-minute morning show podcast. We're all here. There's Froggy and Gandhi and Danielle and Scotty B and Scary, Senior Nate, and there's Garrett, and there's Dave Brody in the den. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, you can hear Brody today. Good. Yay.
You know, it's been weird, Brody. You haven't been here for most of it, but we've had a lot of technical difficulties. A lot.
Yeah, I've been hearing some of it, especially when you guys wanted to talk to me, and all I heard was, and the phone went dead.
Yeah, that happened earlier, too.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't know. Well, whatever. We're all here together now, and that's all that matters. Does anyone have anything, any class announcements you need to make? Any requests for things? Do you need something? Yes, Nate?
I'm just very impressed with our discussion with Haley a few moments ago.
Haley Arsenault?
Here on the show. Yeah. That was incredible. I think people like that. No offense to the artists that we interview. I think they're all fabulous and wonderful. I think those people are way more interesting to me personally than we get somebody in here that, you know, just has their 18th album out. I would rather talk to a Haley any day.
Go ahead and shed all over our interviews.
No, that's not what I said. That's not what I said.
Well, you know what? I think it's good to have a well-rounded a variety of different types of people with different backgrounds. And so we tend to only talk to musicians and artists, which is great.
I think the first that we have, remember, like, for instance, Anthony Ramos. Mm-hmm. When we had him on our show, we had him on when he hadn't released an album yet, and we heard his song for the first time ever.
Yeah.
His excitement there was it was contagious. The same with having somebody that was in space for the first time that they didn't even think 27 years ago that they would have. It's just, I love the discovery like that. Not people that have been there, done that, you know? I think this is where our show really excels because we're all just a bunch of people that are living vicariously through others anyways.
You know, right? Elvis said something when she was on. Elvis said, we could talk to you for 5 hours. And that's exactly true. Like, I ask her one question, but I have 35 questions. I mean, I could have asked her questions all day because it's so interesting to think that just an average person, not that she's the average by any means, but just somebody like us can get in a rocket.
She's one of us.
Go to space, come back, do the whole thing, and now is here to tell us all about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that nobody experiences, and she experienced herself. And there are just so many questions, and it's so cool, and she was so just well-spoken about it.
I loved her audio quality. I mean, she sounded like she was right in the studio with us. Yeah. Some of the artists that we have can't even connect that well.
We need
Let's talk about that, because as the clock was ticking down and we were about to go live with her, I lost everything. I was disconnected from the mainframe. I was disconnected from myself. I couldn't call anyone. I was out here floating in outer space with no connection with Houston. Hello. And at the last minute, it worked. Are you pissed off, Nate? Because you actually started the interview and then I interrupted you. Were you mad that I got to work? Yes, you were. A little bit.
Why are you saying I was pissed off? I just jumped in because you weren't connected.
I bet you went under the hood and unhooked my wire.
He does have scissors. He does have scissors in his hand.
It's like that time I caught you under my car trying to disconnect my brake line.
Well, joke's on you. Somebody else was driving it, so I would have killed two people there. I think we've had a bunch of technical. Is Mercury in retrograde? I think it's sometime in. Yeah.
Is it?
Maybe you just pissed off Elon Musk.
I want to say it was November.
Elon Musk is all mad. So that's the thing. Maybe we need to stop blaming Mercury and just blame.
Mercury went in. It went into retrograde on September 27th, and it will continue through October 18th.
Oh. Isn't that all bullshit?
Yes. No. I firmly believe it.
Facts.
Okay. That doesn't make it true because you believe it.
So.
Can you apply science? Is this science?
Science.
Is it, Gandhi? Is this science?
No.
This Mercury
I don't think
retrograde?
This is science. I mean, Mercury being in retrograde is science, but does it have an effect on all your electronics? I don't know if there's necessarily science behind that.
Well, let me ask you this. If the moon is passing over me and I'm in the ocean, that means the tide goes down, right? It pushes it, the...
Yeah.
So when the moon goes away, the tide comes back up, right?
Right.
So that's science. Is that basically what Mercury is doing against our world and our electronics?
I don't think so, because a lot of the stuff that they say affects you when Mercury is in retrograde has stuff to do with like relationship challenges.
What the hell is going on?
It says if you look it up, it says
hold up, Danielle.
Who's calling?
Whose phone is that?
It's mine.
Thank you, Brody.
That's why I muted my. That's
Wait, is
why
that
I muted.
A landline?
You didn't mute it if we could hear it.
Okay. Anyway, so what were you saying, Danielle?
So it says Mercury is the planet said to rule communication. Those who are astrologically inclined expect frequent misunderstandings, scheduled problems, and disagreement with friends during this period because of that.
But what's the science behind that? What I don't is Mercury know. It doesn't physically? Look like what's it physically doing? Anything?
I don't know if there is a science behind it.
I'll tell Gandhi. You who does Gandhi, believe in this, though.
Gandhi, I'm with you. Maybe there's no science behind it then. What?
If you go back to our engineering room, they have a monitor dedicated on the big wall of problems to when Mercury's in retrograde.
Wow.
So all these guys that have degrees in electrical engineering are like, yep, retrograde. Expect more problems.
Here it
okay,
goes.
But that's their way of getting out of work. We have problems all year round.
It's like, hey, how come the station went off the air? Not my fault. I had no
idea
what I'm doing. It's
Mercury. That's exactly
Mercury.
Right.
Also, Gandhi, what's wrong with the landline?
I didn't say anything about
a landline. No, that was me.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't think I know anybody who has a landline anymore.
Danielle,
even
I still
my mom and dad do.
Hold on now. Hold on.
Danielle, my mom got rid of hers.
Clearly you do know someone with a landline because you know me.
Oh.
So.
No, hold on. I have two landlines.
But you do?
I live out in the middle of nowhere where I have awful cell service, so if there's a problem, I need to be connected.
I guess that makes sense.
So take a seat, Sally.
Yeah, I have a landline. I just don't have a phone plugged into it. It came with my cable. It was like you get cable and a landline or whatever.
Hold on.
And then I kept all of it.
And
but
Scary
I don't
has a landline.
Hold on a second. Danielle, Scary you has a landline. Delete your landline phone number?
Yeah, I don't have a landline. My mom doesn't have one either. We don't use it, so we don't.
That's
there's no need.
Not unusual. It's not unusual, yeah. But some of us need...
It's good for an emergency.
Brody, you have phones ringing and dogs.
It's mayhem here. If I had a baby crying, that would top it off, but I don't.
Can you pull your mic down a little bit? It's way loud.
Okay. I do have a question related to the Haley interview. So she's a 27-year-old, very smart, very intelligent, probably in very good physical shape. She trained for months for this. How is William Shatner going to go up into space?
No one said he's coming down.
Careful.
It
isn't even a one-way ticket.
That's it.
He's 90 years old. I think they have to have a limit on who goes up into space. I don't want to be up there with a dead body.
I think Shatner signed a waiver. I really do.
He had to. Well,
sure. I mean, he died in the movies 10 years ago. Spoiler.
Oh, my God. Can you please turn your microphone down, Brody? Please.
It's down all the way. I don't know what. Maybe Scary can lower
back
something.
Up. All right, just no.
Dude, I'd be taking a William Shatner if I went up to space. I don't think I would go. I think I would turn them down.
I wouldn't go.
I would go.
I don't think Gandhi. You would make it past the train.
Okay, so
you would make
it past. Who all would go? Gandhi, me, who else? Nate.
Not a shot.
Garrett. Just the four of us? All right.
Well, if I didn't have children, I would go.
But wait, isn't it just going to the edge?
No, you pass the International Space Station.
Yeah, you go higher than the space station.
Really?
You wave on the way by. Hey.
Yeah, if I didn't have children, I would go. But because I have children and I think they want me here, I would go just in case.
Ask them.
Just in case.
Hey, do you think they have a Wi-Fi password on board?
Probably.
We don't want anyone up here stealing our Wi-Fi. Okay, well, I don't think you're going to.
I wanted to know about the toilet situation so badly, but it seemed like it was all going in a positive direction.
I wanted to know the diaper situation because, they all have to wear diapers up there.
Right. Well, and when they go to the bathroom, sometimes there are, particles floating.
Yeah.
Sharticles. Oh. Hey, did you guys see the story on CBS Sunday Morning about space trash and how it's littered with space junk? They say it is... It's in such a bad way that they're coming up with ways to clean it up because it's gonna fuck up the world. It really is,
and it's terrifying how fast it goes because there's no gravity up there. So once it starts going, it just continues to go. But the speeds that they do things at up there, and when stuff breaks off and it starts flying, we don't really understand how fast that's traveling. So if anybody saw gravity, what actually broke their stuff apart was space trash that was flying at hundreds and hundreds of miles an hour. True. And then kills people.
I just want to know how the hell it got up there to begin with.
We put it there.
How did it fly up?
No. Okay. But if you listen, satellites that aren't working, satellites, they blow out after a while. And so, and then if they hit other satellites, other space trash, they explode. I mean, there's many reasons why we have space trash. And there, this story off CBS Sunday Morning, and you can do a search at CBS.com. They're talking about how they're trying to come up with ways to clean it up. It's awful. Oof.
That sounds terrifying.
Space garbage man.
I mean, the only way to clean it up is like blow it up, right? I mean, like you can't just pull it in and bring it back to Earth.
If you blow it up, it makes it worse because now the two particles turn into four particles.
Right. But you can't bring it back to Earth. You can't like put a toe and I don't know.
Actually,
I think you can.
You can. Go watch the story. It is fascinating.
All of this stuff orbiting Earth, right? Because Earth's gravitational pull is so strong, it's getting closer and closer to Earth all the time. Am I correctly assuming this? I don't know if anybody knows.
I don't know. I'm not confirmed nor denied.
At some point, it will re-enter the Earth's atmosphere.
So does that mean it come crashing down on your house?
Some of it burns up, some of it doesn't, as far as I know.
Well, down in Tribeca, we have those trash-nados. I think that's what that is.
I survived one today.
Did you see a trash-nado today?
I survived one. I felt like I can live to tell my story. It was just disgusting, because there's so much garbage that doesn't get picked up in the morning that things are just floating in the air like you wouldn't expect, like from dog poop bags to newspapers to
food.
Food, pizza.
The thing is, they actually go in a circular motion like a tornado, and we see those all the time, and you're like, and you get a hit upside the head, you're done for a while.
That's not good.
I was walking once and a plastic bag flew and did the plastic bag thing across my face where I felt like a stranger had snuck up on me and tried to get me, and I was fighting this nasty ass plastic bag. And that was the first week that I had come to New York. I was like, this is what it's like. Oh, my God.
I got to tell you, that I think that plastic bag ban kind of worked because you don't see them up in the trees anymore.
No one's
giving them out, so they're not like lining fences along the expressway anymore.
They're floating in the air in Tribeca.
I guess.
Oh, wow.
We have them all.
Hey, Gandhi, the Dave Chappelle special, the one that just came out, is that the one you went to? The Closer?
Yes. Yes.
So it's out on Netflix, so I got to see if your laugh made the special.
Yes, you have to watch. We actually watched it last night, and we got so distracted just watching the comedy again that we didn't even look for ourselves. So we're going to have to go back and see if you can actually see us, because we're pretty close.
That was
did what?
When did they film that one? That was a couple of years ago?
That was back in August that we went.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not that long ago.
How nice.
No.
Nice.
Yeah, it was cool.
Are we done?
That's all.
In so many ways.
I guess so.
Hopefully we can get our technical issues ironed out.
It seems like it's working on back here, like the connectivity on our end.
It was weird.
Maybe it was just happened, like something.
Well, something has to cause it. And you know us, we can't live with it just happened. We have to blame someone.
Yes.
I was trying to connect through our Comrex system, and it kept saying busy. I'm like, well, who's on my line? Someone's on my Comrex. Anyway. All right, guys. Well, thank you for a great day. Tomorrow's the Thursday show.
Yes. We'll it's food then. News. Food news tomorrow.
I know. Food news, Froggy.
Yep, and I'm going to have a special report from my serial correspondent, Scotty B.
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh, nice. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
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 The 15-Minute Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule-release to learn more.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.